I'm looking at my little statue on my desk of the Sleeping Saint Joseph. The Sleeping Saint Joseph is a particularly beautiful devotion, which was renewed in the last couple of years by Pope Francis. Saint Joseph, of course, has two feast days in the church's year: feast of Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, in March, and of course the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker in May. Joseph, of course, is the silent foster father of Jesus, who minded and kept his eye on Mary and Jesus, who said nothing. In a way, Joseph was someone who personifies the great hope of Advent. Through his life and the challenges of his life, he kept the faith, and he also kept hope in his heart. Joseph was also someone who believed. Joseph was someone who put Mary and Jesus first. Through Joseph's silence, he lets his son, his divine foster son, Jesus, speak. Joseph, of course, was beloved of Pope Francis because of the lovely devotion of Sleeping Saint Joseph, where he says, even when he is asleep, the Pope says he is taking care of the church. Yes, we know that he can do that. So when I have a problem, a difficulty, I write a little note and I put it underneath Saint Joseph so that he can dream about it. In other words, I tell him, pray for this problem. Pope Francis said, don't forget Saint Joseph who sleeps. Jesus slept with the protection of Joseph. Just today, the 8th of December, the Holy Father launched his apostolic letter, Patris Cordae, or the With a Father's Heart, which celebrates the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of Saint Joseph as patron of the Universal Church. And of course, the beautiful prayer at the end of that letter, I'd like to read as we look ahead to these Advent days in hope, as we share hope, and as we look towards the coming of the Christ Child at Christmas. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you God entrusted his only Son. In you Mary placed her trust. With you Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too show yourself a father, and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.